Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. Today, Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Mary is author of RightWingGranny.com. It's a blog for conservatives and widely distributed because she gets tens of thousands of hits a day.
I already had my 40,000 hit day this month.
All right. 40,000 hit day.
And Mary's also on Lockwood Phillips Show every Tuesday at around 6:45 and does a great job there.
Thank you.
All right. So if you're looking for a good source for conservative news, check out rightwinggranny.com. And Mary lives right here because we snatched them right out of the wonderful state of Massachusetts. We're in the process of re-educating them and teaching them how to be.
Massachusetts, yeah.
We're re-educating them, teaching them how to be Southerners. So they're doing a good job.
However, I like Eastern barbecue, and Mary only likes the Western sweet barbecue. So like we have to retrain her.
Yeah.
We'll keep working on it. We have Diane with us.
How you doing?
Diane Ruffino is also the author of a blog, and that's for loveofgodandcountry.com. And she has some excellent posts up there if you're looking for some good reading material to take to bed with you at night.
Help you sleep, yep.
I don't think that's what he meant. That's the only time he gets to read.
Yeah. Well, if you're reading what she's writing, it's not going to put you to sleep. It's going to keep you up.
Yes.
All right. We have Melissa with us.
Hello, hello.
And Melissa is one of the recent members of the panel and brings a lot to the table. And
she's the only one with the nerve to listen to the liberal left.
Yeah, she listens to The View and things like that for us so she can report back on how crazy they are. We have Hal and Rainer James.
Hey there, y'all.
Hey.
And Hal is co-chair of CCTA.
He's our chair.
Vice chair, whatever, yeah.
In charge of vice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He is our program chairman for putting together our monthly programs, and got one lined up for us next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And
Alex Newman on May the 19th, and it's got to be a virtual one because Stanley Hall Ballroom is still not open.
Right.
But we're really looking forward to it. He really is good on the subject of education, government education versus the homeschooling and religious-based. He's written several books, but one of them I thought, I got a quote here on that I really thought. His name, Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children. So that gives you a taste of the way he writes. And he's written about four or five books. I don't have the list of them here with me, but I went on his website and found out which books that he had written and a little bit about him. And there's a nice video on his website, and it's really worth looking into.
All right.
And Rick, the irony is that as you're talking about Alex and again, with this shutdown, and we were mentioning it earlier, that the big yellow school bus is what keeps the children fed now. All of their meals come from the school bus.
Oh, gosh.
All of those are paid for by the school bus, and the school bus does everything that they need. I mean, we're right in the middle of indoctrination.
Yeah. What are we teaching them?
Outrage.
That's exactly it. We are teaching them to depend on the government bus.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So,
and they do not have to be school children. They can be anyone who goes and stands at the bus stop will receive plenty of food.
Right. And so don't think we're against feeding the hungry children, because we're not. But this is a blanket program to feed as many as you can. And I tell you, folks, I know from firsthand experience, people that are keeping kids, and the buses stop and the kids get the food, and half of the food, or most of it, goes into trash. because they don't like it. They don't want it. It's just excitement like Christmas time. The bus has brought us something.
Yeah, sure. It's you know, something to break up their day, and they can run out and they can see someone from their school or their bus driver. I get that. Every once in a while, maybe, I don't know, figure out a different way to entertain the children, because you think it's lighthearted and okay, let's go, you know, we're feeding everyone, that's great. You as a taxpayer are paying for that food that these children who do not need it are throwing in the trash because they are not hungry and they're not going to eat the food that right. they don't want. They're going to eat the food mommy and daddy bought for them at Harris Teeter.
Right.
So when you come to next year's school budget and they're crying out for money, from more money from taxpayers, that's what you need to be thinking about. It's not free food.
Right, right.
Now, I mentioned Alex Newman's cell phone, web address, and I didn't give it to you. It's www.thenewamerican.com. And one of the articles that he has on there, you know, he changes them from time to time, but the one there that says good public school teachers under siege.
Right. And we had Alex in last October, I believe it was. That's he right. Flew him up here from Florida. He put on an excellent presentation for us, and we recorded that, and it's up on the website under the wake-up call. Can't remember the exact date, but it's back in October of last year, I believe. Folks, it's going to be an excellent program. Yes, it's going to be virtual, but all you have to do is click on the link, go to the Zoom meeting. If you have video, you'll be able to participate with video and audio, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
And Rick, that information is on our homepage, is it not?
Yes.
It is on the CTA homepage. And you can go and share that link, because we want you to invite anyone you know with school children, whether you know they're in public school, whatever grade. You really need to hear this. Get this word out. So share the link.
Right. You know, even if you don't have school children, you're paying for them.
Well, absolutely. Yes,
you're
absolutely.
Paying for them.
And I certainly don't want to pay for anything that is bad for children.
And if you're a CCTA member, you're going to get an email. If you're on our mailing list, you're going to get an email with that information also. Share that information. We can handle up to 100. We are licensed for 100 seats, so we can handle up to 100. So share the information and let as many people as you know.
In the current County Compass newspaper on our CCT in Action page, there's information about the next three meetings that we're having.
Okay.
Including the one with Alex.
Right.
All right. So there's your information from Hal, the program chairman, and we appreciate all you do, Hal.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and get it out of the way, so when we get to yapping after the break, we won't have to stop too soon.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we're going to go ahead and get it out of the way and talk about this nasty COVID virus again. Because I know that's on everybody's mind, what's going on with the COVID virus. Folks, it's one of the biggest frauds ever perpetrated on the American public.
Amen.
More and more information is coming out every day. You look at the experts, and that's Dr. Fauci.
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 You know what? I've developed a pet name for him. The Petite Dr. Death.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, if you go back and listen to his statements back when this all began, oh, this isn't a serious thing. Yeah, you need to pay attention to it, but it's not going to be a serious problem for the American people. And now he's talking an entirely different story. You have to wonder why. You also find out that over 15 years ago, he was pro
hydroxychloroquine.
That's it.
Connie emailed me an article or a link to an article from True Pundit this morning, Connie Hanna. The title of the article is a pretty good summation of what they had to say. Cover up. Fauci approved chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, 15 years ago to cure coronaviruses. Nobody needed to die. And when you read the article, you find that hydroxychloroquine is a milder form, and that it was used for the SARS virus, which matches very well with the current coronavirus, shares 79% of its genome, and they both use the same host cell receptor, which is what viruses use to gain entry to the cell and infect the victim. And so they knew 15 years ago, and then there have been several doctors during this pandemic that have used hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin and zinc. One doctor says that he cured 79 of 80 patients with only rare and minor adverse events. And reading on it, you find that that's some nausea and diarrhea, which is not exactly equated to dying. And then Dr. Vladimir Zelenko reported that he had treated around 500 coronavirus patients with that same regimen and seen an astonishing 100% success rate. He said there were zero deaths, zero hospitalizations, zero intubations. That, to me, just absolutely is astounding that that man could stand in front of people with a straight face and pretend to be a kind and gentle person.
Yeah. Well, like I say, it's being perpetrated on the American public. Now, folks, do not get the wrong idea. We're not denying that there's a virus out there.
No, of course not.
And we're not denying that for certain segments of the population, it can be a very serious and deadly thing.
But not if they're treated right.
But when you look at the statistics, it's no more dangerous than the common day, everyday flu that we have been getting.
Less this year.
Less deaths this year.
And actually, Rick, I am absolutely convinced that if a person, even an elderly person who gets it, is treated right, is not intubated, it doesn't go on a ventilator, the ventilator actually causes you to forget how to breathe, and you're very apt to die if
they do that. I've seen the reports that say the ventilator is killing people.
Yes, absolutely. Right. So have I. And this has been treated wrongly by the so-called professionals who are supposed to know. But more and more information is coming out from other professionals who aren't part of the elite network that is controlling government money, putting it in their pockets, and it's to their best interest to let this thing run on.
And they're trying to shut them down.
Yep.
And well, they even have Facebook and YouTube and all the social networks are shutting them down and removing their posts and their videos because they're telling the truth.
I posted this article on my Facebook page today. I'm wondering how long it'll stay there.
Right. Diane?
I have a question. How did Fauci become the head and end-all be-all concerning this virus and how to treat it and tell doctors what they can do?
He's been involved with the CDC since the 80s.
Yes.
And he has a good reputation. Now, one of the things to go back to what Rainer was saying.
Wait, so that's the answer? That's the answer. He's just been there for so long.
Nobody has challenged him about being in that position.
Well, I mean, the press or the media is.
Has allowed him to continue to be in
that
position.
He's a media darling now. Yes. He's a darling of the media.
But he wasn't elected. He's not elected.
No, he isn't elected.
There's no transparency. There's no accountability. He's just in
Let me jump.
Self-serving interests.
I'm gonna jump in before Mary. I know she's got her hand up and she's gonna slap me with it. But but one of the other things that I just ran across was apparently CNN has taken on a new spokesperson. Greta Thunberg is now the CNN expert.
Oh, right. She's so brilliant. She's a brilliant girl, boy, she is. I don't know.
Instead of being an environmental scientist and expert, she's also a medical expert.
Yeah, evidently. She's part of their panel. Wow. One of the things you talked about Fauci and promoting the hydroxychloroquine years ago. Well, the remdesivir, and I think that's right.
Yeah.
Costs $1,000 a pill. Mm-hmm. Hydroxychloroquine is about 60 cents.
Yep.
Yes. Remdesivir, to treat a patient and get them well costs about $20.
Yeah. Remdesivir is manufactured by Gilead Sciences.
My husband's company controls that.
Oh, great. Gilead is partnered with Wuxi Appletech, an international pharmaceutical, biopharmaceutical, and medical device company. And that has ties with, they have facilities in St. Paul, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and they're owned in part by George Soros. There's a whole all-in-the-family thing, at the risk of plugging Right Wing Granny, there's a whole chart on Right Wing Granny on who's related to who. But holding this thing together, Gilead has endorsed and is engaged with a drug purchasing group, Unit Aid. Unit Aid is an outgrowth of the United Nations Millennial Declaration of 2000, which is now the UN Global Compact. Investors in Unit Aid include WHO, George Soros, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and a partnership relationship with the Clinton Health Access Initiative. Both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Brix are associated with the Clinton Health Access Initiative. Why are we always hearing the same names?
Same names. Yeah. So where is that located? Is that Thailand?
I think it's China. I'm not positive
on that. I read something that the Chinese communists, through some roundabout way, had a patent on Remdesivir.
Yes, they got that before they let the news out that it was loose.
Bingo. Yeah.
All right. And folks, I mentioned this in a previous show. I'm going to mention it again. If you don't believe some of the things you're hearing that we're discussing at mm-hmm. times on these patents, on these viruses and these drugs, the U.S. Patent Office, you go to their website and just search for coronavirus or remdesivir.
The information I just gave came out of a website called the Gateway Pundit.
Right. But I'm saying, you know, I had mentioned to people that certain individuals, Gates and some others, have patents on this coronavirus. And they said, you can't patent a virus. You go search coronavirus on the U.S. patent website, and you'll have pages and pages, because there's different...
They're engineered versions,
right? Mm-hmm. They're engineered versions of it. They use the virus as a transport method of getting what else they want into you. All right, Hal?
I heard this morning, and it was pretty shocking to me, that the head of the Department of Health in North Carolina, a woman, I can't think of her name right now, but it normally when you had a reaction to a disease or some health threat in the state, it's handled by that department. But this time, they contracted with her husband to provide the services of how to do distance, maintain social distance and all the various things, how to outline it, paid that company $25 million.
Follow the money. Always follow the money.
Always follow the money. So you mentioned a lot of big drug companies here. One, I forgot the price you said it was.
Gilead?
Yeah.
$1,000.
$1,000 for
For one pill.
Versus the 60-cent solution, which $20 worth of it can cure somebody.
Yep, and works better.
Right. And they're saying that, even though it's been being used for, 50 years or so?
70, I think.
Yeah. And treating all kinds of different things. It's a malaria drug and a lot of other conditions that it can treat. And
lupus, for one.
It's FDA approved, but they're saying, no, it's
extremely
bad,
safe,
it's bad, you know? It's bad. You got to buy this $1,000 one over here.
We've been had. It's all hogwash.
All right. And so what is all this doing to our people? What's going on out there? Melissa, you related a story earlier about somebody you had known for a number of years. You bumped into them on the street, and they were shocked that you weren't wearing a mask. And instead of being friendly towards you, they acted like you had the plague or something.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
And you go in the grocery store, and half the people are wearing masks. Half of them are not wearing masks. And, you know, the ones that aren't wearing masks are scared to death of, the ones that are scared to death of the ones that aren't. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things going on. And overnight, so many people have rolled over and given in, and they're like sheep following all these things that make absolutely no sense whatsoever.
As a matter of fact, for a large segment of the population, wearing those masks is dangerous.
Yes.
For this reason, the vaccinations that have been given to many of our military and many of our younger people carried with them a regressive virus that stayed in the system, hasn't made them ill. If they put one of those masks on and are constantly rebreathing their own air,
yep,
they're very apt to come down with a severe illness. It's worse than this COVID-19.
Yep. And, you just take a look at what they're doing to condition people and the effects that it's having and what it's causing. It's dividing the country.
Yeah, it is.
And,
and breaking us economically when we were the strongest economy the world has ever known. And it's breaking us. That's one of the reasons I've dubbed our friend Dr. Fauci the petite Dr. Death. He's not only killing our people by withholding information that would make it very curable almost 100% of the time, but he's also doing things that are causing our economy to be killed, murdered.
And like I said, you've got other experts that are highly skilled physicians and career medical staff and all that have a totally opposite view of what's going on.
And that's not getting out.
Well, it's being shut down. It's being squelched because they don't want you to hear that. It's not part of the narrative. Folks, if you still don't believe that our deep state government is corrupt and has been controlling things like this that's going on because they're trying to steer our country down a socialist path, you better start waking up. You better start start looking for different sources of information.
Well, you know, one of the other interesting things, I have a friend that decided this COVID-19 should be renamed COVID-1984 because now you have everybody going and ratting on their neighbor. I see my neighbor out without a mask. I see my neighbor getting together with his family, but his family doesn't live there. I see my neighbor doing this. Folks, smarten up. The government is not our friend.
Yeah, I mean, we may chuckle at that, but he is absolutely right. There are, I mean, just read the news feeds. Go listen to any governor give their report that, well, I shouldn't say any governor. Listen to some of the governors who are giving their guidelines, and they're saying, you know, if you see something, say something. Is it now about the virus? If you see crowds, if you see people at the parks, if you see, you know.
Nazi Germany, and how in the world did they do to the Jews? Here we were going right down that same stinking path.
You want to know how?
Path.
This is how.
Yes.
This is how.
I heard another radio host this morning say something that gave me a wonderful idea. He said the governor was talking about the deaths and all. He said, actually, the statistics are that there was 3 or 4 times more people killed in auto accidents in this last period of time than by the coronavirus. Well, that gave me a wonderful idea.
What?
He said, maybe we need to stop people from driving.
Yeah.
Okay? And
not okay, but.
So I say, wait a minute. That's radical. You can't do that. You can't stop people from driving. So let's do what they normally do. Let's regulate it. Only one person allowed per vehicle. Just one person, the driver, okay? And since cell phones are the biggest cause of distracted driving that there is, let's treat them like we do guns. You have to lock your phone in the trunk of the vehicle. But you have to take the battery out of it and lock it in the glove compartment.
That's what I have to do when I go on base.
Right. So then the problem's solved, right?
Yeah, this is a free country, right? You guys might remember we went to the Raleigh, reopen North Carolina rally 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. How many people did you count wearing masks at that rally?
Just the ones who were counter to that, basically.
To the rally,
and,
right?
And there were a couple that had it as a costume. One was an eye mask, and he was a thief that had stolen freedom.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I did panoramic pictures, and, you know, because my sister-in-law is up in New Jersey, and she had the COVID, and she said it was horrible, and blah, blah, blah. And whenever she sees me go out, and if I don't have the mask on, she scolds me. I love her dearly. She loves me dearly. But that's just how she feels about this virus, how we could be so reckless and blah, blah, blah. So I'm at the rally, and I took a picture, and she says, what is wrong with all you people? No masks? So I did a panoramic, and I sent it to her. I said, count how many people you see with masks on. In that panorama, there were no masks. So she just could not believe it. But, I mean, I don't
hear. Where does she live?
She lives up in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
But well, that rally was when?
That was not this past week.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And so a lot of people who went know each other, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. But
all
over the state.
Friends,
all over the state.
You're all part of. So how many have you heard have the virus?
None.
No. What?
In fact, what?
Right, there's nothing in the news. There's
four of us went.
Yeah.
Four of us were here tonight.
Yeah, I know.
And the only people I saw there with the mask on were the counter-protesters who were holding the signs that said, go home, stay home, keep us safe.
Yeah, they were there.
Well, why are you here?
Yeah, why aren't you home?
Go ahead. Yeah, you guys
are home. Hold on, Hal. We got to take a break because we've been running way too long here. We're going to hear from our sponsors. We'll come right back in just a moment.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been having some interesting conversation, and something that was mentioned before the break about a rally in Raleigh a couple of weeks ago reminded me of one that is scheduled. Now, this is Wednesday night. We're recording this, so tomorrow is Thursday. And Representative Keith Kidwell and somewhere between 400 and 500 pastors are going to Raleigh. And a number of other legislators to have a press conference tomorrow, and they're filing a lawsuit against Governor Cooper to open the churches. So I'm sorry this is in the past when you hear it, but I do want you to understand that we do have representatives that are out here fighting for you, working for you, trying to get your churches open, trying to get your businesses back operating. And Keith Kidwell has led the charge on this, and we appreciate him for that. Hal, you were...
On that same subject, I heard that there were a number of churches that were also taking part in that lawsuit. Yes. And there are, I don't know, 70 or so churches around that are involved in it. And what I heard, that probably the same news commentator you talked about, kind of made a joke and said, you know, it's kind of strange. You can only allow to have 10 people in a church at a time. Unless it's a funeral, then you could have 50. He said, well, the answer is to bring a cadaver in.
Yeah. He said, bring a body. Yeah. Bring a body.
Yeah, I like that. You know what I think is nice about it is that in the formative years, the clergy were a big part of the Patriot movement. They were leaders.
The Black Robe Regiment.
Exactly. Yes. Well, they have been somewhat lax in that role in recent years. This is resuming that role, and I think it's a very appropriate one for them.
What was one of the big things that caused the change?
A taxation.
The Johnson Amendment.
The Johnson Amendment brought in. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, the government was involved in your church business.
Yes. That thing should be dumped.
Right. Yep. And a lot of pastors, a lot of younger ones don't even know about all this. They just know, oh, we can't talk about that in church. Well, yes, you can.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
And not
You've
only
been
can
led.
You, it is your obligation.
That's another lie that's been perpetrated and widely accepted. But you can talk politics in church all you want to. You cannot endorse a candidate from the pulpit, but you can talk about the issues. You can talk politics all you want to.
What you had to say there reminded me of something that Alex Newman said in the video that I watched. And he said that in the early founding days of America, back when our founding fathers were active, that some 87% of Americans could read and read well. And they were very well educated, as we know. And he said the reason for that, though, was that they taught reading at home and in small schools and everywhere because you had to be able to read to study the Bible.
All right.
So,
and the Bible became one of the textbooks in the early beginnings.
Well,
of
the U.S. Congress
printed one. And that's a lot of good information. But why were they so intent on being educated and studying the history of the world?
There again, I think it relates to their religion.
And to avoid making the mistakes that had been made,
yes,
to protect the republic.
Yes.
Well, that's what was used to create the republic. They rejected things
to not repeat the prior
mistakes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And they were very well versed in it. They studied all the way back to the Roman governments and everything else.
Jewish culture.
Yeah. And the systems of law that had been in place and where they worked and where they failed. Mm-hmm. They looked at everything, and these are people that were living under tyrannical governments.
And they took human nature into account.
Right.
And you know, when
and they put God's law at the top.
Of course. People who say that it's an old, our Constitution is an old document and how modern things are and blah, blah, blah. Actually, human nature has changed not one bit.
Yep.
Transportation has changed. Information technology has changed. People have not changed.
Right. And they're still good and still evil in the world.
I wanted to go back about some of the government interference in our churches. Kansas City evidently put a law in place that churches, if they wanted to open up, had to keep a list of every person who attended. Now, the idea was that, okay, this is contact information in case somebody gets sick, but that's how, I hate to use Nazi analogies, but that's where Hitler started with a synagogue.
And have you been to your local Lowe's recently?
Well, that was the other thing. Bob made a crack recently. You can have 500 people in Lowe's. So let's just have church services in plumbing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I saw a video that a church posted where they were, it was a Pentecostal church, and they had been shut down and actually warned that if they came back and held a service that they would all be fined. And so they all met in Walmart. Now, when they were there, this particular Walmart was letting in 25 people at a time. They were led right through, went right in. But the police were there because they had gotten word of it. Someone reported them, and they had gotten word of it and quickly shut them down and ushered them out. But they were making a point that we could have church in.
And if you believe that was for anybody's health, you're crazy.
No, absolutely not.
That was infringement on religious liberty.
Indoctrination.
On the first, right.
Both
That's
of the above.
No, we have been doing drive-up church with lawn chairs optional.
Just don't start doing drive-by church.
There's no casket outside or anything like that?
We're outside, okay. And sunlight is the best disinfectant, okay. So we're all good.
Okay. Well, folks, we've been talking about some of the ways this mess is affecting people. I want to read you a Facebook post by one of the Craven County School Board members. Mr. Carr Ipock posted a meme on his Facebook page. Well, he was actually reposting one from Amy Perrin to Dr. Anthony Fauci fan club, which says, "It's amazing how quickly folks went from being pro-life to being grandma can die so I can get a haircut and see a movie."
Oh, good grief.
Now, this is a member of your local school board. That tells you a lot about the philosophy and the way they see things. And I'm sure he's not the only one on that school board that holds that type of view.
I hope he is, but I doubt it.
No, he's seriously. Not. I guarantee you.
And that does seem to be the argument for those who are in favor of the shutdown or who are swallowing the fear-mongering that, you know, you are selfish if you don't go out without a mask. You are selfish if you want to reopen things. If you can honestly, with a straight face, say that people want to businesses reopen so they can go get their hair done or go watch a movie or get their nails done, you are a very shallow human being, and you need to do some self-research because that is absolutely not the truth.
But the pro-life part of it, how people went from
that's
being
disgusting.
Pro-life.
Disgusting.
Like accusing you of, okay, you're pro-life, but you want to kill grandma and other elderly people.
That is a very low blow. That is disgusting. It is not even the same thing. And for you to be in any way connected with the education system and you can say something like that so flippantly, it's disgusting.
And somebody recently told me that post had been taken off of his wall, but I got news for you. It's out there. It was shared. It's still out there, even though it may not be on his wall. It's all over the place. Hal?
You know, at that Reopen North Carolina rally that we went to, one of the signs that really impressed me the most, there was a young woman holding up a sign that says, "If it feeds my family, it's essential."
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm. Well, you got to admire the lady that opened her hairdressing shop down in Texas.
Oh, yes.
Luther.
What she had to say to that judge, and it was pretty basically that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That.
I don't know how she held on to her temper. She was calm and quiet and just bravely said what needed to be said, mm-hmm. and no tremor in her voice.
Very good representative for that.
Yeah.
She said,
I
if you think feeding
woman.
My children is selfish.
Yeah. Yep.
So she was ordered to apologize in court, to apologize to the court for causing this ruckus. And she said, if feeding my family is the offense I've done, I will not apologize for that. And so she was jailed for 7 days. Now, right before we came in here, there was a news report that went out, and I'm pretty sure these are the numbers, but you might want to double check me. 190 in New York mm-hmm. were released, 190 inmates. 110 have been rearrested for offenses.
Oh my gosh.
Who would have guessed?
But why were they released? Why were they released? Okay.
Because they needed to make a living.
They got to make room for the hairdressers, I guess, and the preachers they're arresting. And
there's another part of that. The crime rate in New York City has skyrocketed. Part of it is the release of the prisoners, but part of it is because in the beginning of the year, New York City, I think the state even, I'm not sure, I know it's a city, threw out cash bail. So if you get arrested, you go to court, and then they send you home.
Yep.
So they've had people who got arrested for violent crimes. Okay, well, you're here. You come back in a week, and we'll talk about it. And they go, and they commit another violent crime. And the crime rate in New York City has... it's gone back to the days before Giuliani. It's awful.
Goodness.
Right.
Well, and I thought about this today, that, you know, you see about these inner city schools that, you know, the teachers can't control their classrooms, right? Mm-hmm. And they have to have all these officers or people support, staff support, because they can't control these kids in the classrooms. Okay, these kids are no longer in school. Raise your hand. If you honestly believe that they're sitting in their home homeschooling every day for 4 to 6 hours, are they and what are they doing?
And especially now that here in North Carolina, there's not going to be any testing. So, hey.
You know what? What's the point anymore?
Yeah. Well, the chemistry is going to the top of the list because kids have learned how to make a Manhattan Martini, Tom Collins.
woman in Texas that Melissa was talking about, I heard that the attorney general in Texas overrode the judge and said it was out of order
and the governor.
And the governor
they wrote letters to the judge and they said our opinion is that this is a, you know, this ruling shouldn't stand.
Right. So she was released.
And that is good. Something you need to pay attention to are the responses of these elected officials. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is your governor saying? What is your sheriff saying? What is your mayor saying?
Mm-hmm. And don't forget
it. Exactly. Remember this in November. If you don't like what you're seeing, you can fix it.
Yep. Well, let me read you a quote from Mark Twain, because I believe he had the answer to the predicament we're in now.
Who?
Mark Twain.
Who's that? I'm joking, Hawk. I'm joking.
So Mark Twain said, "How easy it is to make people believe a lie, and how hard it is to undo that work again." He also said, "It's easier to fool people than to convince them that they had been fooled." That's so relevant. So relevant in today's predicament that we're in.
Yep. Yes.
Well, we need to take the blinders off.
Yes, we do. And we'll get to that when we come back from this break from hearing from our sponsors.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been having quite a conversation. Before the break, we were talking about a hairdresser in Texas and the stand she took and defied the judge and would not apologize and would not back down and went to jail. Now, how many people do we have today that would do that feel that way? And how much longer is it going to be before the majority of people are tired enough that they turn to that? How many would say, I will not compromise, I will not comply, I will not submit, I will not bow, I will not break, I will not roll over, I will not sit down, I will not shut up, I will not go quietly, I will not give up, I will not surrender? How long before we get to that point?
I think there is a good chance everybody here would do that. I hope so. I have a fear that I'd fail the test, and I don't ever want that to happen.
Well, you know, we all can talk big talk, mm-hmm. but when times get – look at General Flynn, you know, 30 years, general, been through a lot in the military.
I think
but when they threatened his son
– Yeah, if only he personally had been threatened, I think it would have been a different story. But your children, my.
We all have our weak spots.
We all do. But, you know, I think we talk about the big things coming. I get that. I see that. But don't sit home and wait to see what's happening. You know, if you can't go to this rally, go on Facebook and share as much information as you can. If you don't want to share someone else's information, do your own research, put together your own thing and share that. Share your ideas. They are shutting it down. Go on YouTube, share those videos. You know, go to these businesses that are open and let your government see, hey, we want to be out here. We're not scared. We see what's going on.
Excellent points, because that's exactly what needs to be done and is exactly what is going on. There's a move going on called the Great Awakening, and it's all based on people like you and me and other people that have broken away from mainstream media, started doing our own research and digging for ourselves to get to the facts and the truth. And now we're sharing that information with others. It's spread worldwide. There's thousands, millions coming online every day that have been awakened. There's a movement, the Brexit movement, the Walk Away movement, where African Americans are leaving the Democrat Party. They're finally being exposed for what they really are. If you go out and start doing research in history, you find out which party it was that was helping the African American community and which party
and that
was.
That Candace Owens is a pistol.
She
in that
is.
Candace, I love
she
her.
Is.
You know, right now, there's right many ways to get conservative information, and I think that's grown a lot in the last several years. You know, Rush Limbaugh and Hannity, they're, you know, a couple of the obvious ones, but you got One American News, you got our own talk radio show, you got
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, you got, they got a lot of them, and talk radio, conservative talk radio is a pretty big thing. Two of the stations here locally, you know, do that.
Right.
So I just think there's more information out and more coming out.
Right. Very good.
There is. You know, we're being censored quite a bit, and a lot of those channels are being censored. If it gets taken down, put it back up. Go find it and put it back up, because they can't fight us all at one time. Brian Stelter brought CNN. Actually did a segment on One American News and just ridiculed it and called it a conspiracy theorist channel.
Oh, my goodness.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's because they're afraid of them.
Well, of course they are, because that's the truth.
I'm glad we got you, Melissa, to find out things like that.
I
can't stand to listen to that other stuff.
Yeah, I watched the uglies, but but he did ridicule it. So you need to, again, just go do your own research. Watch a little bit of it. If you don't like it, go watch someone else. I mean, you know.
Right. Don't have your blinders on and become one of the sheep or one of the lemmings, just following blindly. Ask questions. Go out and search. Compare the information. Look at the history. Come with the facts. Like this Fauci guy. The videos are out there of him years ago talking about hydroxychloroquine. What a great, wonderful drug it was, and now he's totally against it. Back in January when this first started here, he said, and this is documented video, it's out there, just go look at it. At that point in time, he was telling the American public, this is not a serious thing to worry about.
Right.
You need to keep an eye on it, but it's not going to be a big event or a serious thing
for us. It should not have been.
And now it's the worst thing that could ever be, according to him. So, and then you look at things Joe Biden said years ago on Tate.
Gosh.
And he's saying exactly the opposite thing now. And a lot of things that are coming out now in these documents that have been declassified are out there. They're on government websites. They're on trusted websites. You're just not going to hear about them in the mainstream media. You're going to have to go out and say, well, let me see some of these documents that have been declassified and see who the culprits are. The deep state is being exposed from the top. And when I say the top, I'm talking about the former president who knew all about the attempt to unseat duly elected president.
Where's the 302?
Yeah, where's the 302? Yes. That's a good question. All that information's out there, folks, if you go and look for it.
So I just want to say that one thing that I do when I do watch the, I watch the liberal media or the mass media because I like to see what the other side is saying and how they argued their points and what do they actually believe so that I'm more informed when I, you know, can get up here and run my mouth.
So
when I see them do a snippet of someone saying something, I actually go and look for the full clip interview. And that's every one of you have a smartphone in your pocket. Pull it out, just type in the sentence, and the full clip will come up, and you will see how heavily edited. Very good example, Chuck Todd pulled out a clip on AG Barr that said, and he actually said when he asked him about, you know, history, what will history say about you? And he said that he would, okay, I can't do it that fast, take a break.
Well, it's not actually a break. It's the end of the show because we're running out of time. But I think your point's well taken, Melissa. Go out there. Do that research. Chuck Todd is an awful one. I don't listen to it because my wife hates it when I yell at the TV. With that being said, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you for tuning in to CCTA Wake Up Call. Please listen to our commercials and go and visit our sponsors because it's because of them that we're able to visit and spend time with you.
And join our show.
Join our show. That's right.
Tuesday.
We'll see you again next week on CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.